From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Charges have been filed against the 18-year-old shot by police last night in Ferguson, Missouri. Police say they fired after he shot at them. St. Louis Public Radio's Stephanie Lecce reports the violence erupted after peaceful demonstrations marking the one-year anniversary of the police shooting death of Michael Brown.
After a burst of gunfire on the fringes of the protest, police say officers saw Tyrone Harris crossing a street and firing a handgun. After four St. Louis County detectives approached Harris, he allegedly fired several shots at them. They returned fire, critically wounding Harris. The 18-year-old has been charged with four counts of first-degree assault on law enforcement, five counts of armed criminal action, and one count of shooting at a vehicle. In light of the violence, St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger has issued a state of emergency, putting the St. Louis County Police in command in Ferguson and nearby areas. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Lecce in St. Louis.
Meanwhile, nearly 60 people were arrested today after blocking the entrance to the St. Louis Federal Courthouse. Prosecutors charged a New Jersey man with attempting to provide support to the self-proclaimed Islamic State. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains, the defendant allegedly left the U.S. to join ISIS.
20-year-old Nader Sadeh appeared in court in Newark and was charged with conspiring with others to provide material support to ISIS. Sadeh is a dual U.S.-Jordanian citizen, and his brother appeared in court earlier this summer on ISIS-related charges. According to the criminal complaint, the Sadeh brothers and several of their friends first came to the FBI's attention when an acquaintance of theirs reported that he thought they were preparing to travel to Syria. The FBI got a warrant and allegedly found text messages that suggested the men had a connection to ISIS. Officials say Sadeh flew to Jordan and was detained when he arrived and then was sent back to the U.S. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton unveiled her plan to reduce the cost of four-year public college and to make two-year community college tuition free. Clinton's proposal centers on a $200 billion federal incentive system aimed at encouraging states to expand their investments in higher education. Clinton presented the proposal today at a town meeting in New Hampshire, the state that has the highest level of student loan debt in the nation.
College is supposed to help people achieve their dreams, but more and more, paying for college actually pushes those dreams further and further out of reach.
GOP challengers like Jeb Bush, meantime, are taking aim at Clinton's plan, saying it simply shifts the cost of higher education to hardworking taxpayers. Another big deal for billionaire Warren Buffett and his holding company, Berkshire Hathaway. Buffett's company announcing today plans to acquire Precision Castparts Corporation for just over $37 billion when debt is factored in. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 241 points. This is NPR. At least 42 people are dead. Dozens more were wounded today in two separate bombings in Iraq's eastern Diyala province. Officials say one of the attacks happened near the provincial capital when a car bomb tore through a crowded marketplace. The second bombing involved a suicide bomber who blew himself up in a residential area. Residents in the province have been calling for greater protection from security forces after the Islamic State group bombed a marketplace last month, killing more than 100 people. Scientists have new evidence the universe is slowly dying. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports researchers measured the energy output of galaxies and found it's faltering.
The universe started about 14 billion years ago with the Big Bang. Astronomers recently used space and ground-based telescopes to study more than 200,000 galaxies. And what they found is that energy production in this section of the universe is only about half what it was a couple billion years ago. Andrew Hopkins is with the Australian Astronomical Observatory.
The universe is getting old. It's starting to feel a little tired, plonking itself down on the couch for a nice long rest.
But it's probably got tens of billions of years to go. The researchers presented their findings at a meeting of the International Astronomical Union in Hawaii. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Microblogging site Twitter announced it has reached a new deal with the National Football League aimed at attracting a broader audience. Under the agreement, the NFL will be funneling nearly three times more content to Twitter than last year, including more video highlights and pictures from games. The kickoff for the new service will begin Thursday with the official start of the preseason. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.